The history of paintings can be known from primitive rock paintings of Bhimbetka, Mirzapur and Panchmadi. They were followed by the painted pottery of the Indus Valley civilization, but the real beginning of the art of painting began from the Gupta age. In the 3rd century AD, Vatsyayan, in his book Kama Sutra, enumerated about 6 main principles or limbs or shadang of paintings. They are variety of form, rupabhed, proportion of the object or subject, pramanam, creation of luster and gleam with colors, bhav, immersion of emotions, lavanya yojanam, portrayal of likeliness of the subject, shadrishyam, mixing of colors to resemble the effects of modeling, Varnika Bhang. There are numerous references of art of painting in the Brahmanical and Buddhist literature. For example, the representation of the myths of lore on textiles is known as Lepya Chitra. References of the art of Lekhya Chitra can also be seen, which has line drawings and sketches. Other types are Dhuli Chitra, Pat Chitra, etc. The play Mudra Rakshas by Vishakhtat also facilitated the reader by mentioning the name of various paintings or patas, which are important to understand the different style of paintings and to observe all the principles of paintings. Some of the styles were Chalk Pitak, isolated frame drawings, Digal Pitak, long scrolls of paintings, Yam Pitak, isolated paintings. Prehistoric paintings. The prehistoric paintings were generally executed on rocks, and these rock engravings were called petroglyphs. The first set of prehistoric paintings were discovered in Bhimbetka caves in Madhya Pradesh. There are 3 major phases of prehistoric paintings: Upper Paleolithic period paintings, Mesolithic period paintings, and Chalcolithic period paintings. Upper Paleolithic period, that is 40,000 to 10,000 BC. The walls of the rock shelter caves were made of quartzite, hence using minerals for pigments. One of the most common mineral was ochre or geru mixed with lime and water. To widen the palette, different minerals were used to make colors like red, white, yellow and green, which widened their palette. The white, dark red and green were used to depict large animals like bison, elephant, rhino, tigers, etc. For the human figurines, red was used for the hunters and the green mostly for dancers. Mesolithic period, that is 10,000 to 4,000 BC. This period mainly saw the use of red color. In comparison to the Upper Paleolithic period, the size of the paintings became smaller during this period. One of the most common scenes depicted in these paintings is of group hunting, and several other paintings depict grazing activity and riding scenes. Chalcolithic period. This period saw an increase in the number of paintings using green and yellow color. Most of the paintings seen depict battle scenes. There are many paintings of men riding horses and elephants. Some of them even carry bow and arrow, which might indicate preparedness for skirmishes. Paintings and samples of writings in the Ashokan and Gupta Brahmani scripts ascertain that these cave sites were inhabited in the late historical periods. The other set of paintings from this period are the Narsingarh in Madhya Pradesh. They have paintings to show skins of spotted deer left for drying that provides credence to the theory that the art of tanning skins was perfected by man for providing shelter and clothing. Other paintings from this period also have depictions of musical instruments like the harp. Some of the paintings have complex geometrical shapes like the spiral, rhomboid and circle. Jogimara caves in the Ramgarh hills in Surguja district of Chhattisgarh houses some of the paintings from the later period. These are dated to be painted around 1000 BC. Chhattisgarh is also home to the variety of caves in the district of Kanker, like the shelter of Uduk, Gargodi, Kherkheda, Gotitola, Kulgaon, etc. These shelters depict the human figurines, animals, palm prints, bullock carts, etc., which show a higher and sedentary type of living. Similar paintings can be found in Ghodsar and Kohabar rock art sites in the district of Koria. Another interesting site is in Chitwa Dongri, Durg district, which a Chinese figure riding a donkey, pictures of dragons and agricultural sceneries can be found. Several interesting rock paintings have also been found in Limdariha in Bastar district of Ugadi, Sitalekhni in Surguja district in Odisha, Gudahandi rock shelter and Yogimath rock shelter are also prominent examples of early cave paintings. Let us have a detailed look on Bhimbetka rock paintings. It is located in south of Bhopal in Vidyan ranges of Madhya Pradesh. The rock shelters have more than 500 rock paintings. It was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2003. The oldest paintings are estimated to be 30,000 years old and have survived due to its location deep inside the caves. There is a marked continuity in the occupancy of caves from 1 lakh BC to 1000 AD, with many paintings being painted on top of another. The paintings at Bhimbetka belong to Upper Paleolithic, Mesolithic, Chalcolithic, Early Historic and even Medieval period. However, most of the paintings belong to the Mesolithic age. The paintings generally portray everyday life of prehistoric men, often in stick-like human figures. Various animals like elephant, bison, deer, peacock and snake are depicted. The paintings also show hunting scenes and war scenes with men carrying weapons like bows, arrows, spears, shields and swords. Some paintings also have some geometric designs and symbols. The other themes of the paintings are dancing, playing music, animal fighting, honey collection, etc. Social life is well depicted with presence of children playing, women making food, community dancing, etc. Various colors like red ochre, purple, brown, white, yellow and green are used. Colors were obtained from natural resources. For example, hematite ores were used for red color. To know more about paintings, keep watching the next episodes in which we will be covering mural paintings and miniature paintings, regional paintings, folk paintings and other aspects of paintings. Thank you.